Alright folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness brought to you by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, negative thinking, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. And hey, on the surface it kinda does, right? But stick with me here because we're going to dive deep into something really fascinating, the power of negative thinking, and how embracing it strategically can actually unlock some serious mental strength. Ever felt like you were constantly drowning in a sea of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios? You know that feeling when your mind spirals down a rabbit hole of negativity, leaving you feeling anxious and overwhelmed? Well, let's face it, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Negative thinking isn't inherently bad. It's actually a powerful tool if we use it wisely. Think about it like this: our brains are wired to seek out threats and potential dangers. That primal instinct helped our ancestors survive countless challenges, right? So, those little nags of negativity, they are actually trying to protect us. But here's the catch. We often let those negative thoughts hijack our minds, spiraling into full-blown panic attacks without even realizing it. That's where the Stoic Mind Gym comes in. Today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can help you harness the power of negative thinking and turn it into superpower. Number 1. Acknowledge it. Don't try to suppress or ignore those negative thoughts. They're a part of the human experience, just like joy, anger, and everything in between. The first step towards conquering negativity is acknowledging its presence. Just say to yourself, okay, I'm having some negative thoughts right now. Simple as that. Number 2. Analyze it. Once you acknowledge those thoughts, ask yourself some tough questions. Where are they coming from? Are they based on facts or just assumptions? What's the worst case scenario here, and realistically how likely is it to happen? This process of analyzing your negativity can often reveal irrational fears and help you separate truth from fiction. Number 3. Reframe it. This is where things get really interesting. Instead of letting those negative thoughts define your reality, try reframing them in a more positive light. For example, if you're feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation, instead of thinking I'm going to bomb this, try this as an opportunity to share my ideas and connect with people. You see, it's all about perspective. Number 4. Use it as fuel. Negative thoughts can be a powerful motivator. Think about times when you felt challenged or discouraged. Those feelings often push you to work harder, learn more, and ultimately become stronger. Channel that negative energy into positive action. And finally, number 5. Practice gratitude. This one might seem counterintuitive, but it's crucial. When we focus on the good things in our lives, it helps to balance out the negativity. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the little things: a sunny morning, a good cup of coffee, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Okay, let's talk about this in real life. Imagine you're preparing for a big job interview. You know, the kind that can make your heart race and send butterflies fluttering around. Well, chances are, those butterflies might be accompanied by some negative thoughts. What if I mess up? What if they don't like me? But here's where the Stoic Mind Gym comes in. Instead of letting those fears control you, acknowledge them. Analyze them: are they really realistic? Reframe them into positive affirmations like, I've prepared well and I'm ready to show them what I can do. Use that nervous energy as fuel to power through your interview. And most importantly, practice gratitude for the opportunity to showcase your skills. So remember folks, negative thinking isn't the enemy. It's a tool that we can learn to use wisely. By acknowledging it, analyzing it, reframing it, using it as fuel, and practicing gratitude, you can turn those pesky nags of negativity into powerful drivers of growth and resilience. Keep flexing those mental muscles. Remember, the Stoic Mind Gym is always here with you every step of the way. Now go out there and conquer your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.